It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. I think I have found some of a long-lost family of Alex. I really am excited about this.
Oh, boy.
I didn't use 21andMe or whatever that is. I didn't use Ancestry.com. I just saw these stories and said, there's got to be a way that you, Alex, are related to these two people. Would you like to hear more about your long-lost family?
Well, probably. I mean, Christmas is coming. There's a lot of things that I want. If I've got extra family, I'd like to use that.
All right. Well, listen, you think that you have a father, and I think you do. Kyle is your father, but maybe he's not your real father.
Uh-oh.
Okay, there's a 41-year-old guy, which means he had you when he was younger. He's from New Jersey. He's eaten pizza every day for the last four decades. He even ate it on his wedding night. He says he has pretty much been eating peanut butter sandwiches for lunch and pizza for dinner since he was in grade school. But he also sometimes eats pizza for lunch, so he'll eat it twice a day. Now, I know you don't like pizza, but he has that gene of eating the same thing all the time. Now, listen, I also think I might have found your great-grandma.
Okay.
And listen, I think you should be excited about this. A 77-year-old great-grandma named Jackie Page. Does that sound familiar?
No, not yet.
Never heard about your great-grandma Jackie?
Haven't heard about a great-grandma Jackie.
She has drunk nothing but four cans of Pepsi a day since she turned 13 back in 1954.
Like no food or just you mean for her drink?
Like,
that's all she drinks.
It's for liquids, for beverages,
right. Yes.
And she doesn't have the diabetes. So... I just think that we might have found somebody that somehow, some way is related to you. Like if you spit into a cup and send it into one of those genealogy things, they'd be like, wow, you're related.
It does seem plausible.
Honestly, I've heard a lot about your parents, Alex, and these people seem like they're way more likely related to
you. That's what I was thinking, Liv. I totally thought that was the case.
Yeah. Looks like I need to go collect some DNA from my parents and send it in and see what we got.
I mean, honestly, what would it be for you? Like, what are yours? Like, for them, it's always four Pepsis for that grandmother.
Well, I love Dr. Pepper and juice.
It's always pizza.
I always drink juice and Dr. Pepper. That's pretty much literally, I barely ever drink water or anything else. So that's pretty much it.
I can't believe you have teeth still.
Right?
I don't understand.
I do brush them, which I think has helped a little bit, but I have had a lot of cavities. And chicken nuggets, obviously, everyone knows that. I mean, I eat those sometimes twice a day. I go to Chick-fil-A or something like that.
Back again, how are you?
Yep. They know my order. They know my name there. So whenever I go to any restaurant, really, it's the same thing I order every time. So people know my orders at different restaurants. Like Chipotle, if I just walk in, they just start saying what my order is. They just know. Because I never, ever differ.
That gets embarrassing, though. I remember like a Taco Bell when I used to live somewhere else. They're like, they just heard my name and they like, same order. I'm like, yeah.
See, I love that.
No, it's embarrassing.
Oh, I love it. I think it means that they pay attention. I think it's good customer service.
I hate going to restaurants with Alex because like she's so high maintenance that it's like
it's
like put my head down. And I'm like, I'm not with her. I don't know her.
It is. I'm like, listen, if you're going to spit into food, do it in hers, not in mine. I was simple. I didn't ask for any changes or modifications. So.
It's true. I do live in fear that somebody's going to spit in my food.
I will send you that story right there, those other ones, just okay. So maybe you can reach out and maybe we can get a follow-up.
For sure.
All right, cool. It's the Joe and Alex Show.